Thomas Cahill, in his book, The Gifts of the Jews, talks about the Jewish Sabbath, the Shabbat, as the basis for, quote, the innovation of the weekend. No ancient society, he writes, no ancient society before the Jews had a day of rest. He goes on to describe that the Sabbath, the Shabbat, serves as a weekly restoration of prayer, study, recreation, leisure. He describes that the Jewish people, having come out of the bondage and slavery of Egypt, were given the opportunity to celebrate their freedom on a weekly basis. And he says that leisure is appropriate to a free people. In this short description of the Sabbath of Shabbat that he has in his book, I believe that he is really presenting three different motifs, three different themes of Shabbat. And I'd like to add one additional theme, so that four themes of Shabbat, I believe, the three that he alludes to and the one that I'd like to add, are all reflected in the presentations of Shabbat and Sefer Shemos. In the book of Shemos and Sefer Shemos, Shabbos is mentioned many times. I believe that there are four major presentations of Shabbat, and each major presentation of Shabbat and Sefer Shemos is designed to focus on another major theme, another motif of Shabbos. Not to exclude other themes necessarily, but each presentation focuses on primarily another motif, another element of Shabbos. The first one is not kind of the celebrated one where in Mara the Jewish people were giving Shom Chok, Shom Lo Chok U'Mishpat V'Shom Nisahu. They were given certain mitzvot to occupy themselves with, to study. Rashi quotes, based on Gemara's Drushim, that includes Shabbos. That's not explicit. But what is explicit, the first presentation of Shabbos, which takes place prior to the Torah being given, Parshas B'Shalach, is in connection with the Mun. And I believe that that first presentation of Shabbos in connection with the Mun and the fact that the Jewish people were going to receive Mun as a source of nutrition to survive, but that Mun was not going to come down from heaven on Shabbat. They would receive a double portion on Friday, and they were not to go out and collect on Shabbat. That entire narrative, as described, with a major focus there on Shabbos, is designed to reflect a theme of Shabbos that could be described as Bein Adam Le'atzmo. We know that the Torah, all of the mitzvot, can be categorized in two major subdivisions. One is Bein Adam L'Makom, one is Bein Adam L'Chavero. My obligations, responsibilities toward God, my relationship with God, and Bein Adam L'Chavero, my obligations, responsibilities toward other people, interpersonal relationships, interpersonal obligations. The Vilna Gaon, in his commentary on Mishlei, says there is a third major category, and that is known as Bein Adam L'Atzmo, between oneself, between man and oneself, not interpersonal, but intrapersonal obligations, responsibilities, that I have an obligation to God, I have an obligation to others, and I have an obligation to myself. I have an obligation to myself to provide self-care, take care of myself physically, emotionally, and spiritually. My own personal growth, my own learning, my own development, that's part of my obligation of Bein Adam L'Atzmo, plus my own character development, my own midot, my own integrity, and my behaviors, and the kind of person I become. All of that is part of Bein Adam L'Atzmo. Obviously, Bein Adam L'Atzmo, my intrapersonal development and growth and self-care, will impact Bein Adam L'Makom, Bein Adam L'Chavera, for sure. But it is an independent category in itself. And I believe that Parshas B'Shalach's presentation of Shabbos focuses, particularly before the Torah is given, on oneself, on Bein Adam L'Atzmo. If you look in that presentation, the description is one of kind of self-care and self-involvement in a healthy way. The Torah says that, what does God describe? Es asher tofu efu. Moshe describes that you should bake what you bake, cook what you cook with the mun. The mun itself, the connection to Shabbos, is obviously a nutritional support for oneself. But not just that, the focus on preparing the food, how you bake it, how you cook it. You incorporate it in your challant, you don't incorporate it in your challant. Either way, it is about one's own personal welfare and being. Like the psukim, a few psukim later, the Torah says, Re'u ki Hashem nosan lachem ha-shabbos. God has granted and gifted you, lachem, for your benefit, for your well-being. In fact, Rashi comments, when the Jewish people observed that they received a double portion on Friday, so the Nesi'im, the leaders, were puzzled by this, and they came to inform Moshe. Rashi says, Sho'alu, they asked him, Mahayom Yomayim. What's different about today? What is it that's different about today? So what's different about today is that tomorrow, Shabbos, is different. And what's different about Shabbos? So the Ibn Ezra, in his commentary in Parshas Yisro, the Ibn Ezra talks about that the quality of Shabbos, different than other days, is, as he says, Ve'katsheyu, God sanctified the Shabbos. Ki Hashem kidesh zeh hayom, he sanctified it. Sanctification means something that's unique, something that's exclusive, something that's different. Vizimno, and he primed it, l'kabel ha'nefashot tosefet chachma yoter mikol hayomim, that people's nefesh, people's inner being, people's neshama, people's spiritual, emotional well-being has the capacity on Shabbos, unlike any other day, to be able to excel in terms of receiving, developing one's chachma, one's wisdom, one's insight, one's learning, one's appreciation. As he says, V'hinei ha-shabbat nitna lehavin ma'asei Hashem v'lehagot b'torato. The Shabbos was given for man to be able to analyze, to contemplate the creations of God, his handiwork, his craft, and to study his Torah. That the Shabbos is for one's own leisure, one's own personal ability to study on levels that one cannot other days, and that intrapersonal benefit for each individual is the theme of Shabbos before the Torah was given. Before the Torah was given, God wants us to know that to be able to receive the Torah, to be able to observe Torah, Beinonim la'amakom, Beinonim la'chaver, one has to first be in a position personally, intrapersonally, to be able to obligate oneself, to live up to one's responsibilities across the board. That's the nature of the theme of B'Shalach. And I just reference, I'm not going to share the details, but there's a beautiful story that Rav Soloveitchik described. It's quoted by Professor Arnold Lustiger in his work Before Hashem, You Shall Be Purified, the Lifnei Hashem Titaru, where Soloveitchik talks about an experience he had at Sudat Shlishit at a Majusir Shtibel, where he grew up not far when he was young, and the description of the nature of Shabbos, Mahayom Yomayim, as the Nesi'im said to Moshe, that there's something unique about the day of Shabbos that engenders a certain serenity and a certain experience, leisure, pleasure, personal growth that is the theme, I think, in Parshas B'Shalach. The second motif is that in Aseret Dibros, the Ten Commandments, there in Parshas Yisro, the emphasis, I believe, is on Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, on one's obligations towards others. That seems to be the presentation in Parshas Yisro when the Torah describes in the Ten Commandments the mitzvah of Shabbos. The Torah says you should work for 6 days. Lo sasecho malacha, you shouldn't do any work. Ata, you, bincha, your son, bitecha, your daughter, avdecha, amascha, your workers, your servants, everyone, gerecha, asher b'sherecha. That is where there is an emphasis not just on you, but on others, and in particular, family, close associates, friends. That is the emphasis, I believe, of the major emphasis in Parshas Yisro, of the focus of Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, that Shabbos serves as an opportunity for us to connect with family members, whether it's bincha, bitecha, other family members, other relationships, community, social, all of that is part of the nature of Shabbos, and that is the element of Bein Adam L'Chaveiro. I think we can all appreciate how Shabbos not only has helped so many to kind of solidify and cement social relationships, friendships, it has given for many people the only opportunity perhaps to socialize and to create new friendships and relationships, not just those that were in existence from before. And that is a major purpose, a major theme of Shabbat for interpersonal development of relationships, family, friends, and the like. The third presentation is that in Parshas Kisisa. In Parshas Kisisa, the emphasis, I believe, is on Bein Adam L'Mokom, our interpersonal obligation relationship with God. It's interesting that that comes third, first Bein Adam L'Atzmo, then Bein Adam L'Chaveru, and then Bein Adam L'Mokom. And that seems to be clearly presented, as the Pesukim described. Ki osi beini veinichem, Shabbos is a sign, an expression of my relationship, God says, between myself and you. Beini uvein b'nei Yisrael, a few pesukim later, between myself, says God, and between the Jewish people, osi l'olam, it is an eternal expression of the relationship, a sign. And Professor Nechama Leibowitz describes in Parshas Kisisa, ki osi beini uveinichem l'dorisichem, that Shabbos here is reflected as mesamelet, as expressing or reflecting esakesher into me, the intimate connection shebein Hashem le'amo, between God and his people, between myself and God, between God and his people. It reflects an intimate relationship. Intrapersonal is Mishalach, interpersonal is Yisro. Kisisa is interpersonal, as it were, between God and the Jewish people. That's Bein Adam L'Mokom. And that, as she puts it, im ein ho'eda, im ein ha-Shabbat Shabbat, im ein ho'eda ha-mekabel panel ve'oseh uta. Shabbos is not Shabbos, even to God, who created Shabbos from the beginning. Shabbos is not Shabbos for God without we observing it and connecting to him through it. That's the motif of Parshas Kisisa, Bein Adam L'Mokom. And finally, the fourth one, and those three, before I conclude with the fourth one, I think are all reflected in what Chaim Cahill talks about. He talks about personal, Bein Adam L'Atzmo, leisure, recreation, study. He talks about Bein Adam L'Mokom, in terms of between man and God. He actually doesn't, I think, refer to Bein Adam L'Chaveru. I think the third one that he references is the fourth one that I'd like to add, and that is, so Bein Adam L'Chaveru, he doesn't actually mention, but the third one that he references, which is the one that I'm presenting as fourth, is in the beginning of this week's Parsha, Parshas Vayakhel. Where in this week's Parsha, Parshas Vayakhel, God assembles the entire Jewish people. And upon doing so, the first thing he presents is the mitzvah of Shabbos, which means that there is an element of Shabbos which, beyond Bein Adam L'Atzmo, Bein Adam L'Chaveru, Bein Adam L'Mokom, is, as I would put it, Bein Adam L'Amo, a reflection of one's relationship with one's people. The Ibn Ezra describes that in Parshas Kisisa, this Ibn Ezra, this is applicable, I believe, most specifically here. The Ibn Ezra on the Pasuk Ki Osi, I think this reflects the national theme of Shabbos, the Bein Adam L'Amo, Shlo Yivada HaYisraeli Ki Im Bishmirat HaShabbat, that a Jew is most identified through the observance of Shabbos. That what is it that identifies me as being a Jew, as part of the Jewish people? The observance of Shabbos is the most notable, the most blatant expression of Judaism. In Medinat Yisrael, in Israel, you can hardly go anywhere, very, perhaps, few places, without Shabbos being quite conspicuous. And even if one is not specifically observant of Shabbat, everyone in Israel, everyone knows about Shabbat, everyone wishes everyone Shabbat Shalom, basically. And it's not that some observe Shabbat and some don't. some observe Shabbat more, some observe Shabbat less. There are perhaps a small group that don't observe at all, perhaps. Even then you could say they observe certain aspects of the Beinadam La'atzmo in terms of the leisure. But Shabbat is that which identifies the Jew as a Jew, and that's why Moshe presented Shabbos, this last fourth presentation, in Hakel, in an assemblage, with the entire Jewish people being there to express to the entire nation that part of being Am Yisrael, part of being a member of the nation, is appreciating and observing the Shabbat. And that is something that Thomas Cahill made reference of in terms of a weekly celebration of our freedom. And that is something that we hope, please God, will truly manifest as a weekly celebration of freedom from suffering, from tragedy, from all that the Jewish people are experiencing at the moment. Shabbat Shalom.